From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. Commander of Operation Inherent Resolve, Lieutenant General Stephen Townsend, said Wednesday the operation to retake the Syrian city Raqqa from Islamic State poses tough political and security challenges and could take longer than the ongoing assault on Mosul in Iraq.
It's a very complicated battle space. There are a lot of regional security concerns that are in competition there. The Syrian regime's involved. The Russians are involved. Turkey's involved. It's hard. And there's a civil war going on right next door. So it's going to be a tough, political environment and a security environment, I think, for our effort there.
He said Kurdish rebels known as the YPG and elements of the Syrian Democratic Forces could eventually be a major part of the Raqqa operation. He said talks with Turkey are underway. Turkey, which has its own security presence in Syria, opposes any involvement of Kurdish fighters. Meanwhile, at the UN Wednesday, the world body's humanitarian chief, Stephen O'Brien, said the eastern part of the Syrian city Aleppo has essentially become a kill zone, with hundreds killed, thousands wounded in just the past month.
The Aleppo offensive by Syrian and Russian military forces has been the most sustained and intensive aerial bombardment campaign witnessed since the beginning of the conflict more than half a decade ago. The results in human terms have been horrific. Aleppo has essentially become a kill zone.
The Russian ambassador expressed outrage at the remarks, pointing to Moscow's humanitarian pause of last week and its 10-day halt of aerial attacks in the center of Aleppo. In Somalia, local residents say Islamic State fighters seized the small port of Kandala in the semi-autonomous region of Puntland. The IS news agency said dozens of fighters seized the port located in the Gulf of Aden. This is VOA News. In Iraq, a U.S. coalition spokesman says as Iraqi and Kurdish Peshmerga forces edge closer to Mosul, the Islamic State defense is stiffening. 10 days into the assault to retake the last major Iraqi city held by IS militants, Iraqi forces are trying to dislodge militants from surrounding villages. There are reports IS defenders, as they retreat, use civilians as human shields. Meanwhile, thousands of liberated villagers have been relocated to camps for their safety. The two main U.S. presidential candidates pressed their case to the voters in states viewed as key to election victory November 8. Democrat Hillary Clinton marked her 69th birthday Wednesday in Florida. Her Republican rival Donald Trump ended a 3-day campaign swing through the Sunshine State and moved on to North Carolina, where he reached out again to African-American voters, a traditional Democratic voting bloc, during a stop in the city of Charlotte.
Every African-American citizen in this country is entitled to a government that puts their jobs, wages, and security first.
Campaigning in Tampa, Florida, Clinton promised to grow the economy with more jobs and rising incomes. Two strong aftershocks shook central Italy late Wednesday, not far from the area struck by a deadly August quake. A 5.4 magnitude quake was followed hours later by a stronger 6 trembler, which was centered near the town of Castelangelo sur Nera. Some damage reported, at least 2 injured. The August 24th quake killed nearly 300. In Venezuela, beset by a severe economic crisis, including food shortages, opposition protesters took to the streets, clashing with police Wednesday. The opposition staged nationwide marches, drawing hundreds of thousands against embattled President Nicolas Maduro, who told his own countermarchers the opposition is desperate, trying to destroy the Venezuelan revolution. An electoral council halted a nationwide referendum recall by the opposition to remove Mr. Maduro from office and end 17 years of socialist rule. For the first time in a quarter century, the U.S. abstained Wednesday from a U.N. General Assembly vote on a resolution calling for an end to the U.S. economic embargo of Cuba. Samantha Powers, the U.S. U.N. ambassador.
The United States has always voted against this resolution. Today, the United States will abstain.
The 193-member General Assembly adopted the resolution, 191 in favor. Israel joined the U.S. in abstaining. The U.S. and Cuba announced a normalizing of ties 2 years ago. The embargo in place against the communist regime for more than half a century can only be ended by Congress. The younger brother of the late Japanese Emperor Hirohito has died, Prince Mikasa, passing away Thursday at age 100. He was the uncle of the current Emperor Akihito. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.